Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from the VegGrower Podcast. This is episode 116 and it's titled How I'm Going to Be Dealing with the Predicted Drought. And today's date is the 15th of May 2017. So coming up today, I've got the latest happenings on the plot, followed by a little on water conservation in the garden, based around the fact that there's been in the news a threat of a drought this year. So I thought it would make a good discussion, really. So firstly, let's get on with the diary. Well, last week my focus has been getting the plants out into the cold frame outside. Which I've achieved. The only seedlings I've got left in the greenhouse at the moment are the sweet corn. I think I've got a couple of chilies, but I've got a sink for those. But the sweet corn are the only ones really in the greenhouse. When they get strong enough, they'll go into the cold frame. I've got a few more seedlings in the potting shed. These are like melon and watermelon and that sort of thing. But moving those out slowly, and we'll keep moving those out. The beans that I've sown in the potting shed are just starting to show. The French beans are doing pretty well, but the bolotti and the runner beans, they're just starting to show. So I'm going to give them a while yet, a little bit longer before they... In the bed in the greenhouse, I've actually planted the aubergine and chilies. But on Saturday, I noticed slugs have chomped the aubergine and chilies. Should say over the weekend I was on call, so I haven't got a huge amount done. I've planted a cucumber now into the greenhouses now as well. I've done that on Saturday, and I've used slug pellets that I had in the shed to try and use them up. I didn't want to resort to using slug pellets, but the chickens can't get in the greenhouse unless I let them. So there's going to be slugs and snails in there. So we've got to do something. So I've resorted to slugs pellets. And once they're used up, that'll be it. They're gone. Sunday I popped down the allotment. But of course, as soon as I got there, got called out. I couldn't believe it. So I only really managed a small amount of weed in. Bit annoying because I took down some leeks and planned to get those sown as well as the rest of the shallots. But I'm hoping one evening this week I'll get down there. I did pop down there during the evenings last week and do a bit more weeding. So it's possible. It's why actually some of the posts from last week were a bit late coming out. And I've only just released them. So if you subscribed to the website, you've probably got a load of emails today. So apologies for that. I went home. When I got home after being called out, I've put bottomless pots into the ground in the veg patch, and I've planted out a great few plants. I've planted out cucumbers, a couple of those, tomatoes, a couple of those, cucumelon, a couple of those, a couple of courgettes, and a couple of chili plants. And I'm planning to get more planted this week. I'm going to be planting more chilies, more peppers, probably more tomatoes. And this is at home on the veg patch, not down the allotment, but on my veg patch at home. Which is a lot smaller area, but I can try and do what I can do. And the reason I go for these bottomless pots, and one to do with watering, that I'll come to later on, but two, when I let the chickens out, they tend to scratch the ground more. And these pots just stop them from digging up the plants. So that's got the diary all wrapped up. Now let's go ahead and look at the main subject, which is dealing with the predicted drought. Now, water is really a valuable resource, but it's one that falls from the sky, which if we can harness it, it's free. The problem, I think, in the UK is that as a country, we don't utilise the rain enough. We don't collect and store enough. I've always felt the logic that rain falls onto our roofs, goes into the gutters, down the drains, and then it gets out to soak ways in the ground, which isn't a bad thing, or rivers, or it goes away to rivers, and in some systems it actually joins up with the wastewater from toilets and stuff. The flip side of that, which is what I feel is the crazy bit, is we pump perfectly good, fresh, treated water to our houses, and then we use it to flush toilets. I just think that is crazy logic. You know, I can't get my head around that side of things. Sure, I wouldn't want to drink rainwater that's fallen on our rooftops, but flushing a toilet, washing our clothes, don't see the problem. Now, there's been lots of news articles this last week about the predicted drought. However, I found one, and I've shared that on the blog notes, or on the blog post, which is a real simple explanation of what's happening. Basically, from October to March, it's been the driest for over 20 years. And this dry weather and warm weather has led to dry soils, obviously. And particularly, it's dry on the southeast, where only 1 month in the last 10 has shown above average rainfall. And of course, where do I live? I live on the southeast, so I fall right into that particular zone. Now, if this continues, it could well lead to a hosepipe ban. And hosepipe ban is kind of a British institution, I guess. It happens almost every year. The threat of it happens every year, I should say. And it's basically where the water companies say, look, our reservoirs are low on water. We've got to conserve what we can. You can't use a hosepipe to water the garden. You can't use main water pressured to water the garden. Or wash your car or stuff like that. So, I don't like it, but it's one of these things that it happens. It's a British thing. So how do we combat this? Well, let me give you a little fact here. An average roof has 85,000 litres of water, of rain, fall on it a year, on average. Now, that's enough to fill 220 litre water butts fully up over 350 times. That's a lot of water. So this is where I start my plans. Now, in total, I have 11 water butts. Some are smaller than the others. Some of them are collapsible, which are fantastic things. They're when they're full, and fill up with water, they're great. When they're empty, you take them down and you've got space again. I have one water butt out the front of my house, which is attached to a guttering coming down from one of the roofs. And that one I basically use for washing the car and the van. Just me being a bit conservative with the water there, I guess. Then I've got 10 out back in the back garden. Three are connected to the downpipes on sheds. And basically, when these are full, I then pump the water into the other water. Four of them are obviously collapsible, and the other three, yeah, the others are solid. And when all my water butts are full, I will then fill up every watering can, every bucket I have, with more water from the water butts that I attach to the gutters. That way, I'm at full capacity. I've stored as much water as I can. Whenever I start to use this rainwater, I always start with the ones that are attached to the guttering. Basically, my theory there is that as I use up this water, it's making more space in that water butt. And then when it rains, it will fill that water butt up, which in buys me a bit more water. Now, if I was using the water from one of the ones that aren't attached, and it was full, the one attached to the gutter and it was full, it's not being replaced, so it's kind of not really worth it. So that's how I do it. I save bath water and even washing up water, although I've got a dishwasher, so I don't do a huge amount of washing up. But I'll fill buckets up after a bath. And this is mainly used on the flower beds that I have. But in desperate times, it may well be used on veg plants. If it needs, bath water itself, the problem would be obviously the chemicals. You can't really store it because it will go smelly. But if you've had soap and bubble bath and that sort of thing into this, that's going to go on to the beds and stuff. So I've got all that chemicals in it, which you really don't want to be eating. So I tend to just use it on flowers. That way I'm not really... I don't do many flowers, if I'm honest, but the wife likes them. But yeah, I use it on... That way I'm not using the rainwater app on stuff I'm not prioritising. Now, when I'm watering, I only will use a watering can or soaker hose, with the soaker hose, which is attached to water butts, which it does work. It just relies on the pressure of the water to push it through the soaker hose and gently make its way. However, the watering can, it's a lot slower than using a hose pipe, but it's more accurate and can get the water to the base of the plant where it needs to be. I also only water in the evening, as it's cooler and less likely to evaporate. If it gets really dry and bad, I'm going to really only prioritise certain watering over others. Like I say, the flowers are not as important to me, so I don't prioritise them. But blueberries like lots of water and can only have rainwater, so they will be prioritised. Pots tend to dry out faster than the ground. But the bigger the pot, the more moisture it will maintain and hold on to. Some of the smaller pots I tend to place in a saucer that obviously just catches and holds on to that water and retains it into the soil. I also try and mix in water gels or vermiculite into the pots, into the compost and soil, and that kind of acts as a sponge and holds on to the water and feed, for that matter, which is what a lot of organic matter really does, such as compost and manure in the soils and things as well, which is a good thing to add to try and aid moisture retention, getting all that organic matter built into the soil, into the soil structure. It can take a while to really build up, but it acts as a sponge, it soaks up water, it holds onto it, but also aids drainage. Adding a mulch over the soil is something I've done before on some very dry stuff, and it kind of acts as a shade to the soil and stops the moisture escaping. In the past, I've used compost, manure, wood chippings or straw. And I'm going to have to find what I can get of these to start applying it. Compost I've got plenty of in both at home and down the allotment. Manure I can get hold of, no problem. Wood chipping I can't get hold of. Or I can, but it will cost me a fortune. So I've got to think of that. Straw, I could probably use a straw that I've used in the chins bed. So a bit more recycling going on there. However, again, straw, I'll need lots of it. So we'll see. Now, these mulches are obviously best applied around about this time. So, which is happening. But obviously, you don't want to apply the mulch when it's already dry. You want it when it's wet, when the soil's wet, throw down the mulch and it'll keep that moisture there. Some of these mulches can also kind of stop, when it rains, they can stop it getting to the soil and hold on to it above the soil, which isn't so good. Wood chip is one that's pretty bad for that, but that's why we tend to pull back the mulch over the winter and knit through if you're using a wood chip. Mushroom compost. I don't actually use mushroom compost, but that is one I've heard is also acts like that. But the rest tends to be pretty good. Now, some of my plants, and I try and get in like a water basin or well, basically a ring around the plants. So when I'm watering or it rains, I fill up this ring and it soaks into the ground down to the roots. Now, I've said about these bottomless pots that I'm using in the garden to stop the chickens. Well, that's also created this kind of well that I'm talking about. So I pour water into these bottomless pots. I mean, it might fill up to the top with this, but it'll just soak down to the roots, which is where we want soil, where we want the moisture. So really, that's it with my plans on trying to combat this drought. I mean, the main thing to remember is that plants need water to survive, and in order to create food, obviously we need water as well. So, as I said, saving the rain, it's free. You know, it falls from the sky, literally. And then I conserve what we have and reuse what we would waste and prioritise our plants. All in all, it sounds pretty simple, but it's going to be a tough time. The bottom line is there's not been enough rainfall. And if there's not enough rainfall, there's not enough rain. So we can do it. We just got to get going, get it all into place. So I've added an item of the week this week, and it is a water butt I found on Amazon. Now, I have to admit, when I looked on Amazon, it's not the cheapest water butt I've seen. Places like Wilkinson's and that are a lot cheaper. However, I just felt I had to get a water butt on the blog page, seeing as I'm talking about water conservation. So I found a make that I have used before, and I've got in the garden. It's a pretty decent water, or the one I've got is pretty decent. It's lasted me quite a few years and still going strong. So that's what I've shared. Again, that's on the blog post at thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Now, finally, I've just launched a new competition. So this competition, you have the chance of winning about £20 worth of seeds that I'll be buying at the end of this competition, ready to go. It'll be tomato, lettuce and various seeds, all vegetable related. I will also throw in some of my own saved seed, which will be a couple of elephant garlic cloves, a whole early purple white garlic that you can use the cloves to sow your own. And if I'm successful at saving bean seeds, I'll throw in a few of those as well. So to enter this competition, is I've created a new forum on the website at veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And between now and September the 17th, all I want you to do is go on there and share your photos of whatever your photo is, as long as it's to do with growing your own food. That forum is titled 2017 Photo Competition, and I've got everything you want to know on there. The photo with the most comments will be the winner, and I shall announce that on 18th of September. So good luck, everyone. Now you can enter as many times as you like. Each picture, just start a new thread and get anybody you know to comment if you want to win this. You know, I don't care. The more you get up, you know, the more photos you have up there, the more chance you have of winning. It's just about getting these. The one with the most comments is basically how it's going to be. Any problems or anything, get in touch. But that's going to be it. I can't tell you what the seeds exactly are going to be at the moment, because I'm going to be buying them around that time, but it will be around that. So good luck, everyone, and please do give it a try. So that's it for this week. I'm going to wrap up now, and please take care, and I shall see you all next time.